And a good evening, everyone. Welcome to Patriot Field as tonight Adams Central opens up their 2012 high school football season against the Haymakers of Cozad. Teams have been introduced. The band is on the field. We'll take a quick look at some of the starters tonight for Cozad, the visitors, head coach Ron Bubach. And there will be, I believe we'll have our national anthem. I'll tell you
now
what we'll
do. Now, please join in singing we'll, our national anthem.
We'll come back to the starting lineup right after this 60-second timeout on KICS.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
And we're back here at Patriot Field as we get set for the kickoff of the 2012 high school football season for Adams Central. And let's take a quick look at the starters. First off, for the visitors, Cozad, the quarterback is junior Nathan Bubach. In the backfield, they'll have Clay Trejo, a junior, also Jake Paulson, a junior, and Alex Baritza, a junior. At their wideouts will be Connor Young, a sophomore, Brendan Molden, a junior, Jacob Rush, a junior, the center, Tanner Everson. Guards are Dallas Mack, a sophomore, and Simon Rangel, he's a junior. Jacob Stalmer's in the on the line, and so is Jimmy Brown, both a senior. And then Ty Werner, a junior, will be the tight end spot, along with Rhett Montgomery, a senior. For Adams Central, you've got Josh Nienheiser. He's a center. Offensive guard is Lathan Schmidt, and Ben Pfeiffer. Offensive tackles Connor Munger and Nathan Heinrichs. Tight end is Jesse Ackerman. Wideouts are Blake Obermiller and Cole Rostvedt. And then the running backs will be Jake Fowler and Jack Berry. And their quarterback is Creighton Reed for the Adams Central Patriots. You've heard from the coach, and this should be a good matchup tonight. Other games going on this evening on KLIQ tonight, Northwest at Hastings. Also, St. Cecilia is at Centennial on KHAS. We have Given at Wood River on KKPR and on KXPN. It's Kearney Catholic at Ord taking place. So lots of high school football action for you this evening. We'll also pass along, of course, the games from last night. There were some games played last evening. We'll pass those along to you as the night goes on. Getting ready, it'll be the Patriots kicking off. They'll be moving left to right. And Cozad will be moving right to left into the sun and back deep for the Haymakers to take the kickoff. Will be Jake Paulson, the junior. He's the deep man. Up short will be Trejo and Bubach. Kicking off for the Patriots once they get the clock set here. That's what we're waiting for right now. Is for the clock to get set up. First game of the season, you know, for everybody and everything. So we'll see if we can get that all set up. And then once the clock gets some time on there, we'll be ready to go. And that's what we're waiting on right now. We're glad you joined us. Beautiful night for high school football action here this evening on ESPN 1550 KICS as we follow the Patriots tonight. Last night, Creighton beat Clearwater Orchard 50-6. Hardington CC beat Oakland Craig 29-28. Now we're set to go, it looks like. we're still waiting. Jake Fowler's getting ready to kick off for the Patriots, but they can't get the clock working here. So that's giving us a little bit of delay of game to start this 2012 high school football season off. Cozad, the visitors here, they're going to go by the officials' watches. So we won't have a running clock, so we'll have no clue up here in the press box as to what's going on as far as how much time will be left in this quarter. So hopefully they'll get the clock working. Well, there we go. Now we got 12 minutes up there. Fowler's getting ready to kick off for the Patriots as the high school football season, officially week one after the week zero games last week, get ready to start here at Patriot Field. Hastings Adams Central and the Cozad Haymakers. Fowler boots it down the field. It'll be taken by one of the up men, and that is Bubach. Bubach at the 10, and he crossed the 15-yard line. That's about where he'll end up. Host of Patriots bring him down at around the 16-yard line, where they'll mark it first down and 10 for the Haymakers. Bubach is their quarterback. He's a junior. They like to run a lot of I formation from the backfield. And they'll be moving right to left as you view your radios tonight. Glad you could join us here for this beautiful, beautiful evening of football. High school, a little warm for high school football weather, but it's been warm all summer. So Bubach sets them down. They'll have the two in the backfield, and that will be Baritza, will be the fullback, and the back man is Witovic. Bubach sets him down. First down and 10. First play for the Haymakers. Good hole on around the 20, 21-yard line for Jake Paulson is the runner for Cozad. And he's going to pick up a pretty good bit of yardage here on his first run. Paulson picks up about three. We'll call it second down and seven to go. Here on the near hash mark, again in the power eye. Wide out on the far side for the Haymakers. And we got a flag down. First penalty of the ball game. Thrown by the back judge. False start against the Haymakers. Cozad's first flag of the ball game. That'll make it second down. And about 12 to go. And about 7. Again on the near hash mark. Bubach sets him down. This time the fullback's going to get the call. And that is Baritza. And Baritza gets to about the 20. And they'll mark it at the 19. So they're going to give him about 3 yards for his first carry of the ball game. And that'll make it third down now for the Haymakers and about 8 yards to go. Now we have an official's timeout as Paulson was trying to tie his shoe, and now they're all set and ready to go. Clock is running. Wide out on the far side. That's the open side of the field. They're on the near side, moving right to left. Here comes the handoff in the backfield, and not much there. Well, nice effort there by Jake Paulson. He's going to be short of the first down. He started at the 19, and they're going to mark it at about the 24. So he picked up 5 yards. But not enough for a first down, and they will have to punt it away. So back to punt for the Haymakers is Ty Werner, the junior. Two back for the Patriots, standing about their 41-yard line. Low punt. It's going to go away from Overmiller, and it is loose. Overmiller fell on it, though, and he covers it at the 45-yard line. So the Patriots, their first offensive drive of the year coming up. First down and 10 from the far hash mark, moving left to right at their own 45-yard line. Well, they got the clock started. Now it won't stop. So they're still having some issues with the clock here tonight at Patriot Field. Had things going. Now they can't get it to stop at all. That's what happens the first game of the year. So the clock says 9:46. We know that's not correct. They'll see if they can get the official time up to the clock. And if they can get it up there, they'll have one of the officials run up, tell the coach. The coach will tell one of the other coaches. Great technology, thank goodness. And they'll let the clock keeper know how much time to put up. 9:56 is what it shows right now. Also, the score shows 6-0 in favor of Cozad, so now they're getting that fixed. Now it's 0-0. There we go. We're getting everything all mastered here. So besides the technological issues of the game, Patriots now looking for their first possession and their first play of this ball game. Quarterback Reed brings them up. They're in the eye. Pitches it back here on the backfield right into the hands of Fowler. Fowler gets up and gets a first, close to the first down, up to the 46-yard line of Cozad. They're going to call it the 47. Nice run by Fowler. And Fowler picks up 8 yards. His first run of the season. Second down, about 2 yards to go. Get in the eye. Reed sets him down right in the middle of the field. Fowler right up the middle gets the first down. He'll get across the 45. They'll mark it on the 44. We'll give him 3 yards.
Tackle on the play.
Two carries all already for Jake Fowler for 11 yards tonight. Just into the start of the first quarter. The clock again not very official here tonight. It's not running when it's supposed to, and they just had all sorts of issues. So we're not going to go by it. We're just going to go by the clock and the on the field. So Reed sets him down. Wideouts on both sides. Eye formation. Back again. Reed looking to pass. Throws it over the middle. It is almost intercepted. Just about picked off by Connor Young, the sophomore. First pass of the ball game for Reed. And it will be second down and 10. Nice little rollout by Reed over on the near far side. He had more haymakers than Patriots downfield, and one of them almost picked it off. Fowler and Reed will be in the shotgun. Fowler will be slot right to him, and we have a slot right with wideouts on both sides. Fowler gets the carry straight up the middle. He falls to the ground right at the line of scrimmage, so we'll call no gain on that one.
Ball carried by Jake Fowler.
That's his third carry.
Down on the play.
He's got 11 yards.
Jacob Rush.
Rush made the tackle for the haymakers. It's third down.
Gain on the play,
and still about 10 yards to go. Right inside the 45-yard line of Cozad. This is the first possession of the game by the Patriots. They kicked it off to the haymakers. They went three and out. No first downs. Well, there's been one first down, I should say, pardon me, by Adams Central. Reed back to pass again. He's got time, got a man open. It's caught for the first down. Nice catch by Blake Overmiller.
Clayton Reed's pass to Blake Overmiller is
he'll mark that at the 33-yard line.
Carries down to the 34-yard line. That's good.
They're
going to
call it the 34, so we'll call it a 10-yard carry there. We're at the 44, or 10-yard pass from Reed to Overmiller. And the second first down for Adams Central. Over on the far hash mark, moving left to right. Sun behind them. We're in the first quarter. No score underway here. Just underway. We got a wide out here on the near side. Here's the handoff to Fowler. Fowler puts his head down, gets close to the 30, maybe 3 or 4 yards on the carry. The workhorse of this Patriot team, Jake Fowler. Jake, a senior, 5'10", 195 pounds. He picked up three, so we'll call it second down and 7 to go. Fourth carry of the night for Fowler. 31-yard line of Cozad. Two first downs so far on this possession. Slot right. Again, Reed in the shotgun. Fowler off left to him. Wideouts on both sides. Right in the middle of the hash marks. Here's the handoff. Getting a little bit of running room was, and not much, though, was Cole Rostvet. And Rostvet had a little seam, but then he lost the 3 yards they picked up. Even more than that, he lost four. So Rostvet's first carry goes -4, and that makes it third down and 11 now for the Patriots. Good defense by the haymakers. As it kind of was a reverse in the backfield, Rostvet's slot here on the near side went across the far side. Now wide out here on the near side. Eye formation. Reed under center. Reed drops straight back. Pass. Screen pass to Fowler. He dodges one, but he can't dodge. And the ball's loose, and it is picked up by the haymakers. So Adams Central's first possession is a turnover. As Fowler got hit hard, he got back to the line of scrimmage, but that was it. But he got hit hard, and the Haymakers come up with it. So Cozad is back on offense now. Bubak here on the near side, moving right to left. I formation, wide out on the right side, the far side of the field. They're on the near hash mark here. Handoff in the backfield is Paulson. Paulson breaks free, gets the first down and more. He picks up 12, 13 yards to the 48-yard line. And that's Cozad's first down of the ball game. So it's first down and 10 on their own 47-yard line, near hash mark. Power eye again. Hand off, Paulson again. Left side, gets to the 50, and that's about it. Give him two, maybe three. We'll give him 3 yards on the carry. That's his fourth carry. He's got 24 yards unofficially. Staying here on the near hash mark, moving right to left. Unofficially, about 5:45 left to go in the first quarter. The clock is not accurate, so it's the time on the field. Slot right will be Jacob Rush. I formation behind Bubak, the quarterback for the Haymakers. Keep it on the ground. Paulson, big hole off the right side. He's at the 45 and down near the 40. Another first down as they were at the 50, and he picked up 10 yards all by himself. And it's first down, the second first down for the Haymakers here in this first quarter. So the Haymakers running well against this Patriot defense. No score. We're in the first quarter. Patriot Field here in Hastings. Beautiful night. Wide out here on the near side is Ty Werner. I formation. Offset this time, Bubak. Pass to get, or pitch back to Paulson. Paulson dancing up the middle. Gets across the 40. He might have dived up to about the 37. Let's give him 3 yards. That's his sixth carry of the ball game. So we have two workhorses out here, Paulson for Cozad and Fowler for Adams Central. Again, we have other games going on tonight. We'll pass along some scores as the night goes on. We'll run down those other games again here as the night goes on. Bubak sets him down. This time, Watovic and Paulson are in the backfield. And Watovic takes it up the middle, the fullback this time. And he picks up a couple yards there. They'll make it third down. And they're going to give him a gain of about five. Let's make it 6 yards for Watovic. So it's third down and about 2 yards to go for the Haymakers. We've had a good drive here after the turnover by the Patriots on their first possession. Offset eye again. Bubak sets him down. And this one's going to be blown dead. Flags are thrown. We'll see either a false start probably here. As the, where there was an offside. Here's the official who's looking the other way. False start against the Haymakers. That's the second penalty of the night. Both of them have been against Cozad. And with about 4 minutes or so to go here in this first quarter, Haymakers have it on the near hash mark, moving right to left. Third down, now about 8 yards to go. Bubak under center. Paulson gets the carry off the left side. Nothing there. Good defensive play that time by Jack Berry, the junior for the Patriots. Put a stop on maybe a yard for Paulson. Yeah, they're going to give him, we'll give him one. So now it's a big fourth down and 7 for the Haymakers. And they're at the Patriots' 37-yard line. And they're going to go for it. Bubak, they have one wide out. That's Ty Werner over on the far side of the field. I formation. Bubak under center. Fourth down and 7 to go. Rolls out. And nothing going as Paulson. And right there to meet him was Jack Berry. Paulson gets stuck, and they turn it over on downs. Paulson loses 5 yards on that carry. And Cozad has had it twice. And they have punted and turned it over on downs. Adams Central's had it once. They turned it over on a fumble. And they'll get it the second time. We have a timeout on the field. 3 minutes left to go. It's an official's timeout, as I think they're going to try to set the maybe get an idea of what the clock is. Both teams are on the sideline right now. 3 minutes, 5 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. No score. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
This year, because of the heat, the officials could call a timeout for some water, and that's a great thing. That's what they did there. So that was the officials' timeout to keep the football players hydrated. Patriots will have it first down and 10 on their own 42-yard line. This will be their third possession. Excuse me, their second possession of the ball game. They turned it over on their first time. As Fowler gets the call right up the middle, and he gets up to about the 44-yard line, a gain of about 4 yards. That's his fifth carry. He's got 18 yards on the ground so far. They've had two first downs, and Cozad with two early in this ball game. The clock says we're under 3 minutes. That's the unofficial time. Official time is down on the field. They've had trouble with the clock here this evening at Patriot Field. On the near hash mark, moving left to right. Wide out going out for the Patriots is Cole Rosvet. Here's the handoff to Fowler once again. He gets up to the 45, so he might have got a yard. Let's see if they give him forward progress. As good defense there put up by Jacob Stahlbaumer, the junior for the Haymakers. And they gave him no gain on that one. On his sixth carry. Third down, about 7 yards to go, right inside the 45-yard line. Near hash mark, moving left to right, as we're in the latter part of the first quarter here. High school football 2012 season starting for the Patriots, still no score. Wideouts on both sides for the Patriots as Reed is in the shotgun. Slot left this time, Fowler in the back. Reed looking to pass, throws it downfield, it is incomplete. That is actually, he's one of three. He got a 10-yard pass, but then on that pass play, they get, the receiver, which was Fowler, got hit, and or Overmiller got hit and turned it over. So it'll be a punt for the Patriots for their second possession. Paulson's back deep for the Haymakers at about the 21, 22-yard line. High snap. Rosvet punts it. Beautiful punt. It's going to go off the side of the field to about the 20-yard line. In fact, they'll mark it right at the 20-yard line. So that's where the Haymakers will take over. First down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. We're down to the final minutes of the opening quarter of the 2012 high school football season, and the Haymakers moving right to left now will bring their offense on the field for the third time. Their second possession was a turnover. Their first possession was a punt. So their third possession of this ball game here for the Haymakers. A great defensive game so far. It's been pretty much on the ground, right, between, the Fowler and Paulson. They've been getting most of the calls here in this ball game. So Bubach, the quarterback, they're on the far side moving right to left. Sets him down. Now we're going to see a full house backfield, and Paulson gets the call off the right side. He might have got across the 20. Not much there. Good defensive play by the Patriots. In there was number 44, Jack Berry, to put the stop on him. They're going to give him a gain of one. Schmidt also on the stop. So Fowler, or Paulson, picks up 1 yard. That's his ninth carry of the ball game. Adams Central last year, Class B, made it into the semifinals before being beat by Elkhorn in the playoffs. Here's Bubach under center. Paulson again gets the carry. Not much there. Again, very little up the middle as Easton Ehlers was in there, the senior for the Patriots. Nathan Schmidt, excuse me. In on the stop. Also, Munger was in there. So, a gain of about 2 for Paulson. It's 10 carries tonight. Again, a full house backfield. And that one is going to be brought back 5 yards. That'll be another false start for Cozad. This would be their third false start of the evening, and it is. 3 yellow flags tonight, all on Cozad so far. All false starts. Clock shows final seconds of the first quarter again here at Patriot Field in Hastings. Ty Werner brings in the play for the Haymakers. It's going to be third down, and after the 5-yard penalty, third down at about 12. Bubach's going to be in the shotgun, and back there with him is Baritza. And now in motion comes Rush. And now it's going to be Bubach keeping it. There's a flag down. Bubach gets across the 25, so he'll gain 7 unless the flag brings it back. The flag's laying right around the 19-yard line. Well, they're all over, the 15, the 18-yard line. Officials giving it a talk here, and we'll see what they call. Again, we get to see the back of them, so another false start against the Haymakers. That would be number. Now, see, they could decline it. We'll see. They're going to decline it, so we won't count that one. It'll be declined, and it would be a gain then for Bubach of 7 yards, his first rush, but that means that they'll have to punt it away. So Cozad punts it away on their third possession. Warner's back to punt. Fowler is back deep. And now we're going to have a timeout on the field, or the end of the first quarter. End of the first quarter here at Patriot Field at Hastings. Our score, the Patriots 0, Haymakers 0. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We're back after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
And with a scoring update from the ESPN studio, I'm Brad Beam. We'll get you back out to Patriot Field in just a moment, but want to update you on some of the other games around the area. Grand Island Northwest with a 7-0 lead still at the end of the first quarter. The game being played in Hastings, Northwest leading. St. Cecilia on the road, and they have the lead 14-0 over Centennial, and that is in the first quarter as well. Kearney Catholic and Ord. Kearney Catholic with the lead 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. We turn it back over to Mark Baldwin at Patriot Field with Adams Central Football.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. And it's been a defensive battle. No score here at the end of one. Cozad back to punt from their own 25-yard line. Oh, bad snap. The punter's down. It will be downed on the 10-yard line. What a break for the Patriots as the snap was high. And grabbing up was Baritza, and as he went down, his knee hit the ground, and so it will be Adams Central getting it for their third possession on the Cozad 10-yard line. What a great break for the Patriots. Could break this scoreless tie right now as we just get underway in the second quarter. So Reed brings them up as they give us the Maryland eye for the first time tonight. And back is Fowler. Fowler straight up the gut, across the five, down to about the 4-yard line. I believe they'll mark it at the 4. That's a 6-yard carry for Fowler. That's his 7th carry of the ball game. As the Patriots now knock it on the door, trying to get their first touchdown of the 2012 season. Again, they'll go in the Maryland eye. Reed again under center. Back to Fowler. Fowler off the right side. Will he make a touchdown to Patriots? A 4-yard touchdown run for Fowler. As the Patriots get their first score of 2012 and make it 6-0. A nice run off the right side by Jake Fowler with 11:17 left to go in the first or second quarter. So back to kick the extra point now will be Jake Fowler. He can score all 7 points here. 11:17 left to go in the first half. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 11:17 left to go before halftime. The Patriots 7, Haymakers 0. Back in 60 on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Fowler gets ready to kick it off for the Patriots as they get the first score for their 2012 high school football season. Fowler runs it in from four yards out and then gets the extra point kick to make it 7-0. Patriots against the visiting Cozad Haymakers. And Fowler boots it away right to left, and the Haymakers pick it up at around the 10-yard line. Paulson has it. He's at the 15, over to the far side, the 20, the 25, the 30. Still on his feet near the 35-yard line. Maybe the 36 is where they're going to mark it down. Let's put it right at the 36-yard line. Nice return for Paulson for the Haymakers. Picks up 25 yards on that return. And Paulson and quarterback Bubach, Nathan Bubach, go back to work for the Haymakers. Far hash mark moving left to right. Full house backfield once again. Kind of a little bit of a mystery handoff there to Colin picked it up off the left side and got about nothing. He lost 2 yards, so Watovic tonight. Two carries, 4 yards on the evening. They split backs with the I-back Paulson behind him. And that's what they'll do again. It's Baritza and Watovic, and then Paulson behind them. Bubach under center. This time pitched out to Paulson. Paulson, needing to get some blocking, gets very little. He got the 2 yards back that they lost, and he gets back to the 35-yard line. Host of Patriots in there, being led by Jack Berry and Lathan Schmidt. So that'll be third down and 11 as Paulson picks up 2 yards. 11th carry of the ball game for Paulson for the Haymakers. Bubak will bring him up. He's going to stay in the shotgun. Baritza is set offside to him. Three wideouts on the far side near hash mark at their own 35-yard line. Plenty of time. Throws it downfield, and he throws it away. Paulson's first pass. That's actually his second pass. And it'll be up fourth down 11. So a quick three and out for the Haymakers. And it'll be set down again at the 35 and back to punt. Will be Werner. And last time they had a bad timing and it went over his head and he got down at the 10-yard line. Fowler's back deep and he's standing at his own 30-yard line. There's a good snap. And Werner's punt's a bullet. Goes over the head all the way back to the 16-yard line and out. What a great punt by Werner. They'll mark it at the 13-yard line, and that is where the Patriots will take over. First down and 10. So the Haymakers, their fourth possession ends up in a punt, and Adams Central takes over for their fourth possession of the first half. They have scored once. They turned it over on their first possession. Punted their second possession, and then a four-yard touchdown run by Fowler put them on the board 7-0. Haymakers tonight have gone, well, first possession of punts, second possession of turnover on downs, third possession of punt, and a fourth possession on the punt. Reed sets them up. They'll stay in the Maryland eye. Near hash mark, moving right to left at their own 12-yard line. Fumble on the play. It's picked up by Fowler. And he might have got back to the line of scrimmage. No, they might have lost a yard. They lost 1 yard on the fumble. Fumble will be attributed to the quarterback. So that was a break there for the Patriots, as the Haymakers could have taken over deep in Adams Central's territory. Reed makes a call from the line. This time, I formation. Hands it off to the front man. Carrying the football is Barry. And Barry gets up to about the 15-yard line. So we'll give him a gain of 3. That's his first carry of the game. 8:44 left to go in the first half. 7-0. Adams Central on top. As the Patriots trying to avoid a 3 and out here. Their last possession ended up with a touchdown. Overmiller wide out to the far side. They're on the near hash mark. This time they'll split backs, slot right. Reed under center, takes the snap, rolls out. He's being rushed from behind, doesn't see it, throws it downfield, and is almost intercepted. Almost picked up by Connor Young. That is Reed's fourth pass of the ball game. He's 1 out of 4. And that means they will end up having to punt it away on their fourth possession of the ball game. We've only had 4 first downs, 2 on each side here in this game. And now we're going to have a timeout called by Kozad. Timeout on the field, 8:14 up to play in the first half. The Patriots 7, Haymakers at Kozan 0. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Couple of scoring updates real quick from the ESPN studio. Some other Class B action, York 7, Lexington 7. Should probably be in about the second quarter over on that one. Also, Grand Island Northwest leading Hastings High 14-0 at the start of the second quarter. And Centennial scoring, but still St. Cecilia with the lead 14-6 end of first quarter. We'll send it back out to Patriot Field. Adams Central versus Cozad. Here is Mark Baldwin.
Thank you very much. Fowler back to punt for the Patriots, standing at his own 3-yard line. He punts it away. We've had some great punting tonight. It's picked up at the 48-yard line by Nathan Bubach, and he gets up to the 40, so it's a 39-yard line, a 9-yard return on the punt for Bubach for Cozad, and this is pretty good field position, a position for the Haymakers. This is their fifth possession of the ball game. They're still looking to put up their first score of the year. And they'll stay on the near hash mark, moving left to right here, and they're going to mark it at the 39-yard line of Adams Central. Wide out is Werner for the Haymakers. Slot left is Rush, I formation. Paulson getting the main carries tonight. Gets some running room up the middle, the 25-yard line. He gets up to the 25, so there's a gain of 14 as they mark it at the 25. They were at the 39, so a nice carry by Paulson. That's his 12th carry of the ball game. And another first down for Cozad, their third. It's been a while since we've had some first downs here for either team. Near hash mark now. Bubach under center. High formation. Hands it off to Paulson again. Off the right side, he's at the 20. He's tripped up. A good save by Fowler. And they'll mark it at the 17. So we should have about an eight-yard scamper. They'll give him, they'll give him 8 yards for Paulson. That's another good run by their workhorse for Jake Paulson. Bubach again sets him down. Slot left, power eye. Werner the wide out on the far side. Bubach under center, and they're going to get 5 yards as he drew the defensive line for the Patriots offside. That'd be the first flag against Adams Central tonight if that's the case, unless it's a false start. And there's been 3 false starts. No, it's going to be offsides against Adams Central. So their first penalty of the game, and that's a automatic first down. So that's the 4th first down for Cozad now. And they're at the 13-yard line of the Patriots. Inside handoff. No, Bubach's going to keep it. Options it off to Paulson. Paulson at the 10. He's down at the 6-yard line. They'll mark it at the 7. That'll be a gain of 6 for Paulson. Lanowski on the stop for the Patriots. 6:40 left to go in the first half, and the Haymakers trying to tie it up here. Knocking on the door. Second down and 4 yards to go. Over on the far hash mark at the Adams Central 7-yard line. Bubach under center, I formation. So a fumble on the snap. Bubach picks it up and gets to the 5. So we'll give him 2 yards on that to bad snap. And that'll make it third down and a couple to go for the Haymakers. So they can get the first down at about the 3-yard line. Third down and 2 for the Haymakers. They spread it out. Werner here on the near side. They're on the far side, I formation. See if Paulson gets the carry. Oh, no, we got flags down. This could be a false start against the Haymakers, which would be their 4th if it is. It's the biggest issue they've had tonight, is moving too early. So the officials have a little powwow out there, and let's see what they decide. And it will be false start. Number 4 for the Haymakers. 20-yard penalties against Cozad, all on false starts. So that will make it 3rd down and 7 to go. They had 3rd and 2, now it's 3rd and 7. Right in the middle of the hash marks. Bubach under center. I formation, Werner out on the far side. Britz in motion. Here to the near side. Pitch to Paulson. Paulson needs some blocking. He's at the 10. He jumps up high, and he might have got to the 5. Might have got back to the original line of scrimmage. Nice job there by Ackerman. They'll give him about Yeah, we'll give him about 4 yards. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. We'll give him 4 yards, Paulson, on the carry. That's his 15th carry of the ball game. Thanks to the Adam Central folks here for bringing us cold water here, keeping everybody hydrated on this hot day. We started off, the kickoff was around 93 degrees out here. So now we've got some time running off the clock. Cozad calls timeout. It'll be fourth down and three. They have the ball on the Patriots' six-yard line here on the near hash mark. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Patriot Football on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Back here at Patriot Field, beautiful night for football. We're glad you could join us here on ESPN 1550 KICS, ESPN Radio, as we kick off the 2012 high school football season. Two coaches, Bill Carlin in his eighth year, 58-19, and of course Ron Bubach for Cozad. He's been doing that for a long time. I had his 8 years also, 36-34 for his career record at Cozad. All right, it's going to be fourth down and three for the Haymakers. They're at the 6-yard line of the Patriots. They need to get to the three. Bubach under center here on the near hash mark. Everybody's moving. We had, I believe, another false start by Cozad, though. Could have been the Patriots first, but I think it was definitely the Haymakers. And that would be number five. It is the fifth false start against the Haymakers. 25 yards and penalties against him. Now it's fourth down and eight back on the 11-yard line. And you still got to go for it. You're deep in the Patriot territory trying to tie it up. Patriots on top, 7-0, 4:47 left to go here before halftime. Bubach, near hash mark, eye formation, wide out on the near side. He looks to pass. It is incomplete. It was broken up over the middle by Jack Berry. So Paulson tries to go over the middle, and it's a turnover on downs for Cozad on their fifth possession. And taking over for the fifth time in the first half, the Adams Central Patriots. First down and 10 from their own 11-yard line. They have 4 minutes and 44 seconds to increase their lead here before halftime. Pretty much Fowler has been their man here. He scored the touchdown, the lone score of the ball game. He's carried the ball 8 times. And Fowler right up the gut. Pretty close to a first down. It's going to be at the 21. If they started at the 11, it's got to be pretty close. Yep. Give him 12 yards on the carry. And another first down. That's the third first down for the Patriots. First down and 10 for Adams Central on their own 22-yard line. Clock continues to run here in the first half. At halftime, Brad will catch you up with some other scores. We'll run down some scores from last night, maybe take a look at some college football coming up and what has happened so far. Reed under center. Hands it off. Fowler, nice move to the 30-yard line. Still on his feet. Finally brought down by Joey Mack of Cozad, but it's going to be another first down as he picks up another 12 yards. That's his 10th carry. We'll have some stats for you, unofficially, of course, at halftime for both these ball carriers who've had a very busy night. Paulson for Cozad and Fowler for Adams Central. Well, again, the clock not going. There we go. We've added seconds, I think, and taken away. It's been kind of even. Reed under center now, right in the middle of the field. Hands it off one more time, Fowler. Fowler is going to be across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Started at the 32, so he'll give him 5. And let's give him 4 on that one. It'll be second down, about 6 yards to go. again, right on the crest of the field, across their own 37. First, second down, 6 yards to go. Reed got a wide out on both sides, eye formation. Drops back. Nice little bootleg, throws it over. It's caught! Caught over on the right side, brought in by the tight end, Jesse Ackerman. So Ackerman makes the catch, and that's going to be 6 and 4. That's a good 11, 12-yard pass play there. We'll give him 12 on that one. Nice pass by Reed. His first, second completion of the night. Another first down for Adams Central. That's their sixth. Over on the far hash mark, 3 minutes left to go here in the first half on their own 48-yard line. Far hash mark, right to left, handoff. Now this time they go to Niederklein, and Niederklein, the junior, with his first carry, gets it up and across the 50 down to about the 47-yard line. So we'll give him 5 yards. First carry for him, and he picks up 7. They're going to give him 6. So I guess we will too. Second down. About 4 yards to go. Again, the far hash mark. 2:23 left to go. Give or take some seconds here in the first half. 7-0. Patriots on top. Slot right in. Shotgun is Reed. Being flushed out. Throws it over the middle. It is almost intercepted. And they'll say no. It was picked up by Baritza, but they say it was off the ground. It was deflected over the center. Incomplete pass by Reed. It's his sixth attempt. He's 2 of 6 tonight for 22 yards. Third down, about 5 yards to go. 2:13 left to go here in the first half. Patriots Field, Adams Central hosting Cozad. Far hash mark, handoff. Fowler got tripped up. Got tripped up by Jacob Rush, and he gets nothing. Maybe a loss of a yard. They're going to say minus one for his 12th carry. That makes it fourth down and 6 now for the Patriots. Let's see if they run some time off the clock now. 1:53, clock running. They lead at 7-0. We'll see if Coach Carlin takes a timeout here. Looks like that's probably what he'll do. As the clock continues to roll down here before halftime, 7-0, Patriots on top, and here comes our timeout. And we'll see how much time is left, give or take a couple seconds. 1.5 left to go in the first half. Patriots 7, Cozad 0. We're back in 60 seconds on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, the most trusted name in the field is CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are $13.50 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Super Fleet truck tire is as low as $167 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. And if trouble stops you in the field, there are 11 tire units to serve you at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
All right, we're back here at Patriot Field as we get down to 90 seconds left to go here before halftime. And Fowler's back to punt, standing at his 39. Punts it down the field. Bubach says, no, let it go. They tried to down it, and they will at the 4-yard line. It's going to be back at around the 4- or 5-yard line. Adams Central on their fifth possession ends up punting it. And for the sixth time here in the first half, Cozad will have it with 1:20 left to go. They're going to put it back at the 3-yard line. So Patriots like to get a quick 3-and-out and maybe have a chance to get some points on the board again before the end of the first half. Because right now there's 80 seconds left, and they got Cozad pinned back really deep. So Bubak, Nathan Bubak, the junior quarterback for the Haymakers, will bring him to the line. Far hash mark as they move left to right as we get into the twilight hours here. And Bubak just puts his head down and gets all the way to the 10-yard line. 7-yard gain for Bubak. That's his third carry of the ball game. He's got 16 yards on the ground. Moves the clock. It'll make it second down. And about 3 yards to go. Under a minute left to play here in the first half. It's been a great night for football. A lot of people here tonight for the home opener for the Patriots. We'll give you their schedule. Bubak hands it off to Paulson. Paulson off the left side. Might have got to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. No gain. For his 16th carry, 70 yards unofficially so far here in the first half. And Adam Central calls a timeout. 33.5 seconds left. Patriots want the ball back. 7-0. They lead it. Cozette has it deep in their own territory. We're back in 30 seconds on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
All right, Cozad has a third down and 5 on their own 10-yard line. Patriots trying to stop them and get the football back with 33.5 seconds left to go before halftime. Here's the snap. Bubak hands it off. Looks like Baritza, the fullback's going to go nowhere. He'll get to the 11 maybe, and that'll be a quick timeout called by Coach Carlin of Adams Central. The ball was carried by Watovic, and he picked up about a yard for his third carry. So that stops the clock with 28.5 seconds left, and that will mean that Cozad will have to punt from their own end zone and give the Patriots about 25 seconds maybe, depending on the catch or if they just down it. Now, the last punt by Werner was a boomer, so that may give the Patriots the ball somewhere around the 40 to 50, depending on the snap. Remember, that happened once, and that would be what the Patriots would kind of hope here, was for maybe a botched-up snap or something to give them a chance to get it into the end zone before halftime. They lead it 7-0, and as we get ready to go be into the halftime area, of course, Brad Beam will give you caught up on some of the other scores going on tonight, going on in our area. And then I'll run down some scores from last night's high school football season. And, of course, last week we had week zero. Some of the teams started their season a week earlier. And we can, depending on time, we'll look at some of those scores. Of course, the Huskers start tomorrow and some other college football action already underway. Last night, South Carolina a winner. And BYU over Washington State. All right, Werner's back in his end zone to punt. And they're hoping for a good snap for Cozad. Patriots hoping not so much. Here's the snap. A little bit of rush goes on, and he does get it off. It's at the 40, 45. Fowler picks it up at the 48-yard line. He's at the 40. He's at the 35. He steps out of bounds, stopping the clock with just under 20 seconds left. So the Patriots, for their sixth possession of the first half, will have it at the Cozad when they finally down it here. Will be at the Cozad 33-yard line. On the far hash mark, moving right to left, and they have about 20 seconds to get it into the end zone here before halftime. They're up 7-0, trying to add on to it right now. It's been a great defensive ball game here this evening. Reed's in the shotgun. Fowler next to him. Three wideouts here on the open side, the near side. Reed back to pass, short side. It's a quick pass. It's caught, and it's incomplete. Nope, they're going to say it was incomplete. Tended receiver on the far side was Overmiller. And they'll say that Reed's seventh pass of the game was not caught. They were just going to try to get a little screen pass over to Overmiller and have him fall out to stop the clock. Stop the clock, they'd achieved. They got no yards out of it. 17.7 seconds left. Again, the same trips here on the near side. Reed in the shotgun. Back to pass again. Now this one's going to be blown dead. We're going to have a false start. Or was there a timeout? Cozad might have called a timeout. They did their last timeout. 16 seconds left to go before halftime. 7-0 Patriots. We're back after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
All right, it is 2nd down and 10 for the Patriots. Reed in shotgun, Fowler next to him. Back to pass down the field. It is thrown before Overmiller took a turn to look up the field. So Reed threw the pass a little bit early. Overmiller might have broken late. And that stops the clock with 14 seconds left to go before halftime, making it 3rd down and 10. Again, they're at the Cozad 33-yard line. Far hash mark, moving right to left. They've got two more shots at the end zone here. They were just trying to take maybe 10, get 5 or 10 yards and get out and then reset, but that hasn't worked so well so far. Another incomplete pass for Reed. He's 2 of 8 tonight, unofficially. Back in the shotgun again. Trips here on the near side. Fowler next to him. Back to pass. Pumps once. Looks deep. Throws it down into the end zone, and it is knocked away by Bubak. Made a great play on the football. That makes it 4th down and 10. And let's see what the Patriots decide to do here. With 8 seconds left to go before halftime, they could take another deep toss into the end zone, which I would imagine he might as well do. If it gets intercepted and down, then Cozad probably would just go ahead and make a play and we'll send it into halftime. Let's see what they do. Reed again in the shotgun. Fowler right off of him. Trips here on the near side. Same formation. Far hash mark. Reed takes the snap, looks deep again, pumps once, rolls out, looks back. Now he goes back the other way. No time left to go. He'll just get tackled. He's just going to run the clock out is what he did. He did pick up about 5 yards, so he'll get 5 yards positive gain on the ground. But that's going to do it for the first half. At the end of the first half here at Patriot Field in Hastings, our score is the Patriots of Adams Central 7. And the Haymakers of Cozad are visitors 0. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. We're going to come back and take a look at some of the first half stats. We'll have some scoring update from Brad Beam and more. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, it involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Welcome back to Adam Central Patriot Field here in Hastings as we're taking a look at your first half stats. And we'll tell you the visitors, and then we'll take a break and come back and tell you about the home team Adam Central stats. Cozad had the ball six times in the first half, and they punted their first possession. They turned it over on downs the second time. Punt again on the third and the fourth. Turned it over downs on the fifth. Punted away on the sixth. They had four first downs in that first half. They also had five penalty flags for a total of 25 yards. Every one of them was a false start. On the ground, Cozad was led by, of course, their main runner. That's Paulson. He had 70 yards on 16 carries unofficially in the first half. He also... Bubak was the quarterback, and he went 0 for 3 as far as receiver goes, or excuse me, as a quarterback goes. He ended up with 16 yards on the ground on 3 carries. Watovic also carried the ball 3 times. He ended up with 5 yards. And their fullback, Baritsas, carried the ball 1 time for 4 yards. So unofficially, they had 95 yards on the ground, 0 in the air, and again, those 25 yards in penalties. We'll come back with Adam Central's first half unofficial stats. We'll do that right after this 90-second timeout on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adam Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us. Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Books for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
We're back here at Patriot Field at Hastings, Adams Central, and we are getting ready for the stats for Adams Central in that first half, as again their workhorse in the backfield, like Paulson was for Cozad, was Fowler. Fowler had 55 yards on 12 carries unofficially. Barry had 1 carry for 3. Reed, the quarterback, had 9 yards on 2 carries. He also ended up going 2 for 9 in the air for 22 yards. Rostvet had a gain of negative 4 for the Patriots. Overmiller caught 1 pass for 10 yards. Ackerman, the other pass, for 12 yards. So they had 22 yards in the air. And the other ground game was Niederklein with 5 yards for the Patriots. So on the ground tonight, 72 yards unofficially in the first half, 22 yards in the air for a total of 94 yards total. So Adams Central with more yardage in the first half, and they have that 7-0 lead. They had on their first possession a nice drive going. They had a completed pass for 10, and then it got Overmiller got hit, and the ball flew out of his hands, and Kozad got it back, couldn't do anything with it. Second possession, they ended up punting. Their third possession, after Kozad had a bad snap on a punt, and the punter went down and downed it at the 10-yard line. So Fowler ran it twice, and he put it into the end zone on a 4-yard touchdown run with 11:17 left to go in the first half to make it 6-0, and he put the extra point kick in to make it 7. Then on their fourth possession, they punted, as they did in their fifth, and on the sixth possession, we ran it out at halftime. 7-0 here at halftime. Brad Beam's going to catch you up with some other scores, and he'll give it back to us in about 5 minutes right here on ESPN Sports Radio, KICS.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
And good evening from the ESPN Sports Studios. I'm Brad Beam. Adams Central and Kozad, our game of the evening here on ESPN 1550. If you turn your radios over to 1230 AM, you will also be able to hear the Hastings-St. Cecilia game. Right now, the last update is that one is at halftime. Right now, Hastings-St. Cecilia leading Centennial 28-6 at halftime. Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest are in a battle playing at Lloyd Wilson Field on the campus of Hastings College. Right now, it's Grand Island Northwest with the lead, 21-7, although Hastings was the last to score in that game. A nice long touchdown pass from Grand Island Northwest, an 89-yard, I believe, was answered with Tyler Rebarger, quarterback for the Tigers, scoring on a 10-yard scamper nearing halftime if haven't just reached it at Hastings High. Again, Grand Island Northwest leading 21-7. Some other games on our Platte River Radio sister stations. Right now, Gibbon and Wood River all tied up just minutes to go in the second quarter. Kearney Catholic High School 20 and Ord 0, the last report. Or maybe it was Ord 6. I believe Ord may have scored there as well. Other scores from around Nebraska tonight. The York Dukes 17, Lexington 7 at half. About a minute to go in the second quarter before halftime at Cook and Scott's Bluff. Scott's Bluff leading by 2 touchdowns, 14-0. Holdridge up on City at halftime, 17-6. Fremont, 16. Omaha Bryan, 0. About to get to the end of the first half there. And Loomis leading Amherst. Last report, it was a 6-0 ball game at the end of the first. Loomis got their points in the first play, 75-yard opening kickoff as it stands there. In our game, again, it is 7-0. Adams Central leading. And a scoring update just given to us from the Grand Island Northwest game. Grand Island Northwest scores apparently before halftime and leads 28-7 over the Hastings High Tigers. Again, high school football on the Platte River Radio sister stations. You can find them all online. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com is the one place where you can find the scores and the streaming links for all of our Platte River Radio stations this evening. get you back out to Patriot Field in just a moment, but we do want to remind you about a cool thing that we are doing here with Platte River Radio and also the Husker football team. You may have heard about Team Jack. Story behind that, a six-year-old Nebraska fan, Jack Hoffman, a year ago suffered a seizure. He was diagnosed with brain cancer. Jack's situation touched the heart of Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of Husker Nation. As a result, we here at Platte River Radio and all other Husker radio stations are supporting the sale of Team Jack t-shirts. $10 from each one of those shirts purchased benefits the Cure Search Team Jack Legacy Fund to help fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Huskers, or at your Husker store, Allen Superstore of Hastings. You can find more information by searching for Team Jack at Facebook. A great thing, and we here at Platte River Radio are proud to be a part of it. Get you back out to the game here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing. Focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Ooze and Oz lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's hastingstribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, hastingstribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We're back here at Patriots Field. Adam Central leads Cozad 7-0 here at halftime. Last night, there was some games played in the first official week of high school football. They had 1 week last week. Week zero, it counts. Kind of an extra game. But last night, Creighton beat Clearwater Orchard 50-6. Hardicken and CC beat Oakland Craig 29-28. What a game there. Lincoln Lutheran over Omaha Concordia 45-22. Lincoln Southwest over Grand Island 34-17. Millard South beat Bellevue West 50-17. Niobrara Verdigris beat Boyd County 46-6. Norfolk Catholic over Bishop Newman 46-7. Papillion La Vista over Lincoln East 48-21. Winnebago beat Omaha Nation 44-34. And, of course, you'll have a complete rundown of scores after tonight's game, as the scoreboard show will be coming up, as we will, after this game, talk to the coach, and then we will send it back to the stations for the scoring rundown. The scores come in across the state in week one here for the 2012 high school football season. And kind of a reminder that next week Adams Central will be also playing right here at Patriot Field. Their second game of the season will also be at home, as they will be hosting Wilbur Clatonia. And then they'll go on the road for a couple games at Fairbury and at Gibbon. And they'll host Central City. They'll travel over to Minden. They'll host Grand Island CC. And they finish up their season this year on the road at St. Paul. These two teams have played here in the 2000 season back in 2004. Adams Central beat Cozad 60-6, and then they beat them in 2005, 38 8-8. So they're trying to get their third win over these Haymakers since the year 2000. We'll have the second half kickoff coming up. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
When it comes to your harvest tire needs, the most trusted name in the field is CPI Mr. Tire. Combine farm tires are $13.50 cash and carry for size 24.5 by 32 12 ply. The Super Fleet truck tire is as low as $167 cash and carry for size 8.25 by 20. And if trouble stops you in the field, there are 11 tire units to serve you at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Getting ready to start the second half, the two biggest teams in Class C1. Adams Central is number one and Cozad is number two as far as total number of players and class and all that. It's the top two teams in Class C1. And their districts this year, Adams Central's in C1-7, along with Central City, Gibbon, Grand Island Central Catholic, and St. Paul is the district that the Patriots are in this year. Cozad in the C1-9 with Chase County, Gothenburg, Kearney Catholic, and Minden. Both teams coming back out. Patriots lead at 7-0, and the Patriots will get it first to start the second half as we get ready to see some maybe some offense here in the second half. Not much there in the first half. A big defensive game so far here tonight. Cozad had it six times in the first half, and so did the Patriots, but they got one score on a score by Fowler. 4-yard run was the scoring so far. So Werner getting ready to kick it off for the Haymakers. Kicks it deep. Fowler at the 10. 15. He's at the 20. 25. 30. 35. 40. 43-yard line. Jake Fowler, great return to start off the second half for the Patriots. Their first possession here in the second half, and they'll have good field position to the 43-yard line. Fowler tonight, 55 yards unofficially at this point in time, not counting the kickoff returns. Nice run right up the middle as he goes up to the 50. Starts from the 42-yard line, so it'll be an 8-yard carry for Fowler. His 13th carry of the ball game. 63 yards on the ground for him so far. Paulson, the main carrier for the Haymakers, at around 70 yards. Maryland I now. Reed, the quarterback, under center, right in the middle of the field. Hand off to Fowler. Fowler gets the first down and more. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Trying to get his second touchdown of the ball game. Gets driven down about the 12-yard line. That play started at the 50. So it'll be a 33-yard carry for Fowler. And a first down for the Patriots. As they come out running strong here in the third quarter. Trying to add on to their 7-0 lead. Back of the Maryland eye. Reed under center, far hash mark. Moving right to left here in the second half. Handoff this time to the back to Niederklein. Niederklein's going to get the score. Touchdown, Patriots. A 17-yard carry for Buzz Niederklein. And he puts the Patriots up 13-0. 17-yard carry for the touchdown for Niederklein. Makes it 13-0. Extra point kick coming up by Fowler. And just like that, Patriots come out with about a minute and 10 seconds, and they put up another score. Didn't waste any time in the first possession of the second half. Here's the snap. Extra point kick is up, and it is good. 10:49 left to play in the third quarter. Now our score, the Patriots 14, Cozad 0. We're back at 60 on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Patriots come out in the second half and in about 60 seconds put a score on the board, 10-49, make it 61 official. And they make it 14-0 as Fowler gets ready to kick it away. Niederklein on a 17-yard carry to make it 14-zip. And the Haymakers get it for the first time of the second half. High kick. Paulson at the 15. Over here on the near side of the field, trying to get around the end. He does, 20, 25, 30. There's a flag down. He's going to go all the way to the house, but there's a flag back down as he will score on the touchdown, but there's a flag back on the 35-yard line. So unless it's a holding, which it most likely is, that would be quite a touchdown run back from the 15. But I think it's coming back. Holding. A legal block in the back against the Haymakers. So a break for the Patriots there. That is going to be the sixth penalty of the ball game against Cozad. That one is back at the 30, making it at the 25, so it'd probably be a 10-yard penalty, which would put Cozad first down and 10 at their own 15. Well, Paulson made a great run, caught it at the 15, took it all the way to the house. So that would have been a 85-yard touchdown run. So it'll be first down and 10 for Cozad. That's a 10-yarder. But that's a big one. A legal block cost them 10 yards, but it cost them a touchdown.
Ball is marked just inside the 15-yard line. Haymakers take over first.
So it'll be first down and 10. For the Haymakers here on the near hash mark, moving left to right in the second half. Bubach, Nathan Bubach, the quarterback. Eye formation behind him. Paulson, now this time Maritza, I think, gets the call. Either that or it's going to be Watovic. Maritza got the call. In on the stop there was Rostvet for the Patriots. Gain of about 3. So we'll call it about second down 7 yards to go, maybe 2, second down and 8. Ball right around the 17-yard line. So we'll call it second down and 8 for the Haymakers. Quick snap, Bubak. Paulson off the left side. Got some running room there to about the 25. It'll be close to a first down. That's not. That would be Watovic.
Colin Watovic.
Again with the carry. He will pick up 7. They needed 8.
It's a third and 1.
So it'll be third down, about 1 yards to go. As Watovic comes out of the backfield, Paulson not in the eye now. We have an official's timeout here. Somebody working on their helmet. Now we go. 9.5 left to play in the third quarter. Hastings, Adams Central, 14. Cozad, 0. Haymakers, a third and 1. Bubak under center. Handed off Watovic again off the left side. He'll get the first down across the 25 to about the 27. We gave him 3 yards to go. And a first down for Cozad here in the second half.
Carries out to the 26-yard line.
So we'll call it first down and 10 from about the 26-yard line. Near hash mark, moving left to right here in the third quarter. Again, the power eye. Paulson back there in the backfield. Paulson, no, Watovic still. Watovic off the left side. He gets tripped up and around the 30. If they mark it on the 30, maybe 4. Let's see where they put it. No, they're going to put it about the 28. So gain of 2. So Watovic comes out and carries the ball 4 times here. Start the second half. Again, we have not seen. And I'll look and see if I can see him down there. Paulson in the backfield on this drive. Anyway, not in the backfield anyway. And he remains not in there. Bubak. Wide out here on the near side. Werner. Roll out is Bubak. Looking to pass. Passes it short and it is incomplete. It was intended for Rush. Bubak's fourth attempt, 0-for-4 on the night. And that stops at third down and 9. Now Paulson comes into the ballgame. This will be his first time in since halftime. 8:20 left to go in the third quarter. Give him a little rest. He carried the ball 16 times in the first half for 70 yards. So they spread it out. 3 wideouts here on the near side. Bubak in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Bubak back to pass. Has some time. Throws it downfield. It's tipped away. Nice defensive play here on the near side by Ackerman.
Intended for Jacob Rush. Broken up on the play by Jesse Ackerman.
And it'll be fourth down for the Haymakers. They go and get 1 first down and then go 3 and out. 8:16 left to play in the third. And they'll punt it away. Werner back to punt. They're on the far hash mark. Fowler's back deep. He'll have some help from Overmiller. Ball is snapped to the 15-yard line. Here's a punt. Beautiful punt. Way over the head down to the 20-yard line. They will down it at the 20. Great punt from the 15-yard line. There's a 35, 45, 55. That's a 60-yard punt. Well, not quite. 35, 45, 55. That's what it is. It's a nice punt. Beautiful punt from the 20. Nice run. And so Cozad on their first possession punts it away. And for the second time here in the second half, Patriots take over first down and 10. We're going to have a timeout. If this is officials' timeout, or we usually get an early timeout here for a break. 8:08 left to play in the third quarter. Patriots 14 and the Haymakers 0. We're back in 60 on ESPN Radio, KICS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us.
Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Books for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Reed brings him to the line. First down and 10, the second possession of the second half for the Patriots after they scored on their first possession in about 60 seconds. Reed hands it off to Fowler off the right side. This time, well, he's still on his feet across the 30, about to the 31, 32-yard line.
Ball carried by Jake Fowler.
He'll pick up, let's give him 11 yards on that one. That's his 15th carry of the ball game.
Tackle on the play was made by
He had 21 yards. The last time in the first possession puts him up now pretty close to the 100-yard mark in this ball game on 15 carries. Over on the far hash mark, now we got another timeout. Kozad's going to call a timeout this time. Defense wants to talk about it. 7:47 as the breeze picks up here at Patriot Field in Hastings. Patriots up 14-0 here in the third quarter. We're back after this on 1550 ESPN KICS.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
7:47 left to go in the third quarter here. Adams Central leads at 14-0, opening game of 2012. The wind's picking up, making it kind of nice out here for the fans. Right in the middle of the hash mark. First down and 10 for Adams Central. This is their eighth first down of the ball game. Fowler going all the way. He's down to the 50, finally corralled down as he goes from the 31 to the 50. Make it the 49, so we'll call it a 20-yard gain for Fowler. That'll put him at 127 yards unofficially here with a touchdown in this ball game. He has been unstoppable here in the second half. He's been able to just run at will. Maryland Eye, and that's been a big key when they switched to the Maryland Eye. Reed under center. Hands it off again. Fowler straight up the middle. This time they corral him across the line.
Ball carried by Jake Fowler.
Stopped there by Stahlbaumer. They're going to give him to about the 46-yard line, so we'll give him 3 yards on that carry.
And three makes it second and seven.
His 7th carry of the ball game. 17th carry of the ball game, I should say. Just under 7 minutes left to go here in the third, 14-0. Patriots on top. Maryland Eye. Adams Central with a drive right here. They're going to go to Niederklein. Niederklein, hard to bring down. He'll get to the 40. He might get the first down. They needed 7. Looks like he picked up about 9.
Ball carried by Buzz Niederklein.
So Niederklein picks up 9.
Connor Young.
And that'll be another first down. That's his 3rd carry. Got a touchdown his last carry. And that makes it first down and 10 for the Patriots, who have taken over this game in the second half. 38-yard line, far hash mark, moving right to left. Reed under center, back to Niederklein. Niederklein straight up the middle. There's a flag down. We have not seen too many penalty flags tonight. 6 on Kozad and 1 on the Patriots. This one's going to go against Adams Central, though, I think. We'll have to see if we can see it. It's a hold against
is the call on the Patriots.
The Patriots, and that'll be 10 yards. So they've been flagged twice for 15. Kozad has been flagged 6 times for 25 yards. 35 yards. So that brings it back 10. So it's going to be first down and 20 back at the 48-yard line now for the Patriots. 6:15 left to go here in the third quarter. They lead at 14-0. Far hash mark. Niederklein gets hit right away. Coming through and shooting through the gap there for the Haymakers was Jimmy Brown, the senior.
Tackle on the play.
And there's another loss of three. Niederklein loses three on that one. So that makes it second down at about 23 yards to go back at the 49-yard line. So the Patriots going the wrong way here with 5:43 left to go in the third quarter. But they have a 14-0 lead. First half was pretty much all defense till the latter part. That was the, it was 7-0 at halftime. And then in the second half here, Patriots got right on the board real quick in about 60 seconds. Slot left, wide out here on the near side. Reed in the shotgun, looking to throw it downfield, guns it down, got a man down there, over Miller, can't come up with it. Right off the fingertips of Blake Overmiller. That was a beautiful pass, though, by Reed. That's his 10th pass attempt. He's completed 2 of 10 unofficially tonight. That one was a beautiful one. Threw that one on a rope just off the fingertips of Overmiller. So that'll make it third down and 23 now. Still at the 49-yard line, their own 49-yard line, here in the third quarter. Don't forget, after the game, we'll take a quick look at the stats, and we'll have the coaches show right after that, talk to the coach tonight, and then we'll go back to the station for scores throughout the evening. So stick around. Wide out here on the near side, slot right, wide out on the right. Reed back on the shotgun. Shotgun rolls out. Screen pass, gets it over here on the near side to Ackerman. Ackerman breaks free, 40, 35, 30, 25, down to the 20-yard line. About a 31-yard pass play
to Jesse Ackerman.
From Reed to Ackerman.
On the play by Ty Werner.
First catch for Ackerman, 31 yards, another first down for the Patriots. And that is the third complete pass for Reed. And the biggest one of the night for 31. He's got now 53 yards in the air. 5:06 left to go in the third. Patriots knocking on the door again. We got a player down over on the far side for the Patriots. Might be a cramp. We'll have a checked out by the coaching staff right now. Let's see if they send him to the sideline or not. Let's see if we have a timeout. 5:06 left to play in the third. Patriots 14. The Haymakers 0. We're back after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's will take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uridel at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
5:06 left to go in the third, as it was Ackerman who was shaken up, but he walks off on his own power as they'll continue to stretch out, look like maybe a cramp there in his leg. It is first down at 10 for the Patriots on their own 21-yard line. Right here on the near hash mark, moving right to left, clock is underway here. As they're looking to add another touchdown, they've only had the ball. This is their second possession of the second half. Took them 60 seconds the first half, a little bit more this time. They're trying to knock on the door again. Maryland Eye, Reed under center. Handoff, Fowler. Fowler off the right side. No, not going anywhere. That time by Jimmy Brown puts a stop. That's his second big tackle on this drive. That's a gain of zero for Fowler. That's his 18th carry. Over 100 yards tonight for Fowler. That makes it third down now. Second down. And another official's timeout now. Another, this time a helmet. And they're working on the Patriots side. Went by fast in the first half, but it's been a slow second half here at Patriot Field. And we're ready to go. 4:28 clock running here in the third. Breeze has picked up, which has made it very enjoyable for the many people here tonight for this home opener for the 2012 season for the Patriots. Reed under center. Marilyn Eye in tight, rolls out, looks to pass. Got some pressure, got hit, and it is incomplete. Intended receiver down there by the end zone. And almost coming up with the catch was over Miller, but Reed had no time. He got smacked as he threw it. Out of 12 passes tonight, he's completed three.
There's a pizza deal going on at the concession stand.
Third down and about 10 yards to go, right at the 20-yard line again. That stops the clock at 4:10.
At the end of the third.
As they spread out again, going out wide to the right side is Rostvet and Overmiller here on the near side. They break the Maryland eye. It'll be a power eye this time. Reed under center. Fakes to Fowler, drops straight back, tosses it. He got hit again. This time it's incomplete. The intended receiver was Ackerman over on the far side. That'll make it fourth down. That time Ackerman just jumping up high, just couldn't bring it in. And that'll make it fourth down and 10. At their Cozad 20-yard line. So let's see what the coach has in mind here. Coach Bill Carlin, eighth year here at Adams Central, as he's looking down to fourth and 10. And it looks like a field goal. Fowler's going to try a field goal. It will be a 35-yarder right at the 26-yard line. It's called a 36-yarder. Here's the snap. Kick is up, and the kick is not going to make it. No good. So a 36-yard field goal attempt by Fowler is no good. Second possession for the Patriots. And now the Haymakers will take over first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line, with 3:59 left to play here in the third quarter. So what a home opener. We've had some great runs, some great passes, and a field goal attempt here tonight in the first game of 2012 for the Adams Central Patriots. And now the Haymakers go left to right as they try to get on the board. They have not scored yet here this year since this is game one. Bubak under center. Hands it off. Paulson. Paulson strong off the left side. Maybe to the 25-yard line.
Ball carried by Jake Paulson. Tackle on the play.
They'll put it at the 20. Ehlers. Six. Ehlers makes the tackle for the Patriots. Lanowski. Called the 26. Let's give him 6 yards for the carry for Paulson. That's his 17th carry of the ball game. He's right at about 76 yards. Unofficially in this ball game. 3.5 left to play in the third. Patriots on top 14-0. A lot of defense tonight. A couple of good runs. Two good running backs we're seeing here tonight. Paulson for Cozad trying to come off the right side. Nothing happening. He will lose. Maybe they might give him the
slowed down by the left side of the defense.
Maybe give him a little bit of forward progress. The stop made by Munger and Schmidt. And they say he got back to the 25. So it's third down and about 5 yards to go. Back to the line of scrimmage there. And now they're back right in the middle of the field at their own 25-yard line. Wide out here on the near side, Werner. Offset eye. And now we're going to have a timeout Cozad. 2:39 left to play in the third. We've slowed down here in the second half. Patriots 14, Haymakers 0. We're back at 60 on ESPN 1550 KICS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
And from the ESPN Radio Studios back in Hastings, I'm Brad Beam. It's a little bit of scoring updates from around the area. St. Cecilia and Centennial in a matchup that's about 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a pretty good lead, 34 to Centennial's 6. Hear that one on 1230 KHAS. And on the Breeze 94.5, the other Hastings area team playing Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High versus Northwest. Just a score a moment ago for the Vikings, and Northwest leads the Tigers of Hastings High 34 to 14. Right now with our game, we go back to Patriot Field. Here's Mark Baldwin.
All right, thank you, Brad. Just as you were saying that, Bubach trying to snap the ball, and it looks like he might have drawn the Patriots offside, which would be close to a first down if that happens. And that's what it is, an offside against the Patriots. Just their third flag of the night, and that's for five. It might be a first down, depending on where it goes, and I think it will be. Let's see what the official says. First down. So that's a first down for Cozad here, a second one in the second half. This is just their second possession of the second half. They punted the first time, and the Patriots have pretty much had the possession control here in this third quarter. 2:39 left to play in the third. Patriots up 14-0 on our game here as we continue to update you with scores from around the area with Brad Beam throughout the night here. Bubach hands it off. Paulson or with Tovik. Let's wait and see when the dust clears down there. Up near the 30. It looked like Paulson had it. Might have gained a yard or two as he came off here on the right side. Ball was on the 30. They're going to mark it on the 31. We'll give Paulson 1 yard there on his 20th, make that 18th carry of the ball game. Second down and 9 now for the Haymakers. Moving left to right. These two teams, the two biggest teams in Class C1, Adams Central is ranked 1, and Cozad 2 as far as size goes in Class C1. Here's a pitch back to Paulson. Paulson can't go anywhere on the left side, and he's going to get swarmed under by the Patriots. He is going to lose, well, maybe not as much as we thought here. Maybe 2 yards. They're going to give him progress to the 30. So they'll say he lost 2. As he gets close to the 20th carry of the night. And then we're going to have another stoppage with another cramp here with 1:43 left to play here in the third quarter. We've had a little bit more stoppage here in the second half. This will be our second to stop because of a cramp. And I believe it's the same one, Ackerman, again. He went out earlier, and now he's got the same issue, and they're working on him again. So we will remind you that next week, Adams Central will be hosting Wilbur Clatonia here at Patriot Field for their second game of the season. And maybe we will also get you updated on some college football games going on. Of course, college football season started last night. South Carolina and BYU winners, among others. North Carolina State and Tennessee were playing earlier this evening. There was a couple of games on, well, let's see what else. Tonight, and there was some Villanova and Temple also playing this evening, and North Carolina State and Tennessee, as we talked about, and a big game tonight, Boise State and Michigan State. Maybe we'll get some updates on that. That's a huge game early in the season in college football. So again, they're checking out the player for the Patriots here. 1:43 left to play in the third. We'll take a break and come back after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
It was Ackerman again, and he will be walking off again on his own power. Second time he's had that leg cramp up on him. So it's third down and 9 for the Haymakers. They have the ball on their own 31-yard line, moving left to right, far hash mark. And here comes the snap. Back to pass, throw downfield, and it went right over Bubach's head as Bubach switched from quarterback. And Connor Young, the sophomore, good throw down the field. Bubach just didn't look up in time. Pass might have been there, and that'll be Young's first pass of the ball game. As he comes in, the sophomore tosses it up in the air there and just isn't able to connect with Bubak. So he goes 0 for 1, but a nice pass. So back to punt is Werner for the Haymakers. They'll punt from their own 31-yard line. Low snap. Plenty of time. Another big boomer. That one's going to roll on the ground to the 25, and that's where it's picked up. At the 35 and up near the 40.
Punt is returned by Blake Overmiller.
Overmiller brings it up to about the 40-yard line. They'll make it first down and 10 for the Patriots with 1:20 left to play here in the third quarter. They lead it 14-0. Their first two possessions here in the first half. They scored on their first possession in about 60 seconds. 17-yard carry by Niederklein to make it 13-0. And then they their last possession, they tried a 36-yard field goal. And Fowler had it just a little short. Reed, the quarterback, over on the far side, takes the snap. Fowler straight up the gut, starting from their 39 and gets it up to about the 43.
So a
call it a 4-yard carry by Fowler. As he picks up his 19th carry, he's well over 100 yards, and he's down on the ground now for the Patriots. So they've had some issues here tonight with some cramping. As we, of course, when you're hot and there's a lot of heat, which there has been tonight, and the you don't get hydrated enough, you'll see a lot of cramping, and that's what's happening here. With 67 seconds left to go in the third quarter, as again, they're working this time on Fowler, who just carried the ball for 3 yards to make it second down and 7. We'll give you his unofficial yardage tonight is 6, 26, 37. He's had 78 yards. He's had 130-some yards here in the game tonight unofficially, so he's had a great night on the ground. Right now, again, just the cramp, and they're working on it at this time, and he'll be up and looks like here in no time at all. 67 seconds left to go in the third quarter. We had a very fast first half, and I mentioned this a little while ago that so far here in the second half, we've had 3 stoppages just here in the third quarter for cramping. And it's just been like an outbreak here. And this is conditioning through the summer, and then you get into the heat like this. We had 90 degrees above when this game started tonight. And it's just hard to keep hydrated when you're out there playing as much, especially these guys like Fowler and Paulson for Cozad, who are out there and they run the ball quite a bit. We saw Paulson sit for a few plays, start the second half, maybe to kind of give him a little break. But Fowler right now, as he's working it out. We'll head back. Maybe we'll get some more scores. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Patriots football, 14-0 over Cozad. 67 seconds left to go in the third quarter here on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
And from the ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam. Glad to be along with you on this fine football Friday night. Here's what we've got as far as some of the other scoring around the area. Wanted to let you know that we will get you back out to the game here in just moments on ESPN Radio. Technical difficulties. See if we can't get Mark back out of Patriot Field.
Hello? Oh, here. Scared me. I'm still here. 67 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 14-0. We're still waiting on... Looks like Fowler out there. They've taken quite a bit of time with this cramp that he's had. Now he's getting up. But he's been down for quite a while. And now he's up and gingerly walking off. So that's the second player the Patriots have had trouble with. And he's one of the big cogs right here. Of course, Ackerman, the other one's another one when it comes to passing. But here's Fowler. He's had over 130 yards on the ground. And They lose him a little bit, this Niederklein that's been playing, but I don't think it'll be too long before Fowler's back. He's walking off, and he's getting better as he's walking off right now. They're on the far hash mark, moving right to left. It's second down and seven with the ball on their own 42-yard line here in the late in the third quarter. We've had three stoppages in the third quarter alone for cramping. Clock is running now as Reed brings him up. They'll stay in the Maryland eye. Niederklein will be the eye back. Everybody's in tight this time. Here's the handoff to Niederklein. He goes nowhere. He was stopped right away. And putting the stop on him was Tanner Evertson, the junior. And Niederklein comes up with zero there. That's his fifth carry. He has scored a touchdown for the Patriots here. Matt makes it third down. And we're still at about 8 yards to go. Third and nine. Loss of three on that play, they said. Reed back to pass, flushed out of the pocket, throws it down. It's caught! Caught down by the 45-yard line. Nice catch there by Patrick Herman, the junior. So that would be 5, 10, 15-yard pass play from Reed. That's his 14th attempt and his fourth completion. And that one to Herman for his first catch. That one was for 15 yards. That's another first down for Adams Central. So they get close to 10. That's the end of the third quarter. So we played three here at Patriot Field. Adams Central leads Cozad 14-0. We're back after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, we're into the fourth and final period, 14-0. Patriots on top in this defensive game tonight. Home opener for the Patriots, season opener for the 2012 high school football season. It's been a great matchup between the two top teams as far as size in Class C1. Reed has it for the Patriots as he hands it off up the middle. Remember, Fowler went out before the end of the third with a cramp. I have not seen him back yet. And that carry
is carried by Jack Berry.
That's Berry's second run, and he picks up 2 yards there. It's second down and eight. 14-0. Patriots just trying to now drive it down the field, run some clock, and get the first win of the season in the books. Reed under center, Maryland I this time. Right in the middle of the field. He rolls back, hands it off. Looks like nothing there. Right at the line of scrimmage. Fowler back in the ball game that time.
Ball carried by Jake.
Got Fowler. Nothing.
Among those in on the tackle, Colin Matovic.
20th carry of the ball game. We'll keep it where it is. Third down and eight. At the 43-yard line of Cozad. Moving left to right here in the fourth quarter. Great night for football. It was a little warm when we started, but the wind has made it very enjoyable for all the fans here. Back in the Maryland eye, Reed under center. Drops back, looks to pass. Got time. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. He's brought down from behind. Big sack by Brown. Jimmy Brown, that's his third tonight. He's been back there a lot tonight. That'll be a loss of about 10. Loss of 10 for Reed. And that'll bring up fourth down and 18. And back to punt at the 34-yard line are the Patriots. Back deep is Paulson and Bubach. Here's the punt. Beautiful punt again by Rostvet. And, oh, it's a loose ball. Bubach lost it, and Paulson had to cover it up at the 20. And so the Haymakers got lucky there as they just about turned it right back over to the Patriots. The Patriots, though, on their third possession, ending up having to punt it. First time that they ended up punting here in the second half. Cozad takes over. They've had the ball twice here in this second half. They've had to punt it both times. So let's see what happens for the Haymakers here in this third attempt with 9:52 left to play in the ball game. Patriots up 14-0. Scored 7 in the first half and then the touchdown right as we started the second half. And since then, now it's going to be a pass down the field. It's intercepted. Paulson threw it. It's intercepted at the 35-30. Back and around the 27-yard line. A great interception there. The pass by Paulson. A little trickery there by Cozad.
Pass by Jake Paulson is intercepted by Blake Overmiller.
Overmiller comes up with the interception.
Adam Central takes over first and 10.
And Adam Central will take over now on their fourth possession of the second half, and they have it deep in Cozad territory at the 27-yard line, right in the middle of the hash marks. Well, a big turnover there. That was the second turnover. Well, actually, you go by turnover by downs, that'd be the third turnover by the Haymakers. Reed back to pass. He's flushed out again. This time gets away from it. Now he's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. And he throws it. It's caught over on the far side by Barry. They're going to want to say that he was down. Coach Bubach wants to say the quarterback was down. But the pass was completed to Barry. And it would only be for a gain of about, oh, maybe 2 yards. So the pass by Reed picks up 2. And Barry will get the receiving yards for 2. Second down and 8 over on the far hash mark at the 24-yard line of Cozad. Reed under center in the Maryland eye. Hand off to Fowler, I believe, but he might have just got back to the line of scrimmage. Fowler gets up across the 25. They're going to mark it at the 24. So really nowhere there. No gain for Fowler. So it still stays third down and about 8 yards to go. Last two carries for Fowler have been for 0 yards since that cramp that he had. Reed under center, drops back. Fowler again, straight up the gut. This time a good run. It's all the way down to the 10. So he picks up the 8. He's at the 24. They'll mark it at the 11. So a 13-yard carry by Fowler. And a first down. Trejo in on the stop for the Haymakers. Clock running. First down and 10 from the 11-yard line of Cozad. 7:55 left to play here in the third. They'll stay in the Maryland eye. Far hash mark. Moving left to right. Reed under center. Drops back. Hands it off to Fowler again. He'll get tripped up. Maybe a gain of 1 or 2 yards. Try saying that fast.
3 yards gain.
Give him 3 yards on that.
It's up second and 7.
For Fowler. His 23rd carry of the night. Coming up close to that 150-yard mark. We'll have the unofficial stats for you, of course, right after the ball game. Second down and a gain of 2, second and 8. Now a timeout called by the Patriots. So So the Patriots call timeout. 7:11 left to go here in the game. Patriots 14, Cozad 0. Back after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
And from the ESPN Radio Studios, I'm Brad Beam with some scoring updates from around high school football. At the end of the third quarter, Grand Island Northwest 34, Hastings High 21. And actually, just being handed a note that Grand Island Northwest scored again with a two-point conversion failing. So now, Grand Island Northwest 40 to Hastings High 21. By the way, St. Cecilia leading Centennial 48-6. Adams Central with the lead at Patriot Field and with the play-by-play back to Mark Baldwin.
Thank you, Brad. 7:11 left to go here. 14-0, as you mentioned. And the Patriots are looking at a second down at about 8. They're at the Cozad 8-yard line, trying to add on to their lead here. Maryland I, Reed sets them down. Here's the handoff to Fowler. Fowler, not much there. He is swarmed over by a host of haymakers. In on the tackle there was Evertson. Also Paulson in there.
In on the tackle, Mitchell Fitcher.
A gain of about a yard. So let's call it third down and 7 to go. And that yard unofficially gives Fowler 150 yards tonight. 6:48 left to go in this one. So a nice evening for Fowler. He scored one touchdown. Niederklein scored the other. But there's still time and some room here to get another one with the ball on the 7-yard line of Cozad. This time Barry's going to be in the shotgun. Split backs behind him. Wideouts on both sides. Low snap. He's in trouble. He goes down. He'll get thrown down at about the 15-yard line. Nowhere to go as he was swarmed over again. They're going to put it back at the 14, so that'll be a loss of 7 for Reed. He's been sacked 2 times now for 17 yards here in this drive. Fourth down now and about 13 yards to go. Under 6 minutes left to go over on the far hash mark. Another field goal attempt. Now this one will be at the 20. So this will be a 30-yarder. And it'll be at the left hash mark by Fowler. Fowler's kick is up, and this one has the length. It's good. So a 30-yard field goal is good. And that makes the score 17-0 with 5:36 left to go in the ball game. So a nice drive there by the Patriots for their fourth possession of the second half. Cozad will get it back for the fourth time here in the second half. Not a lot of possessions here so far in this second half by either team, but Patriots have definitely made a little bit more out of their four possessions. They've come up with 10 points here in the second half after making it a 7-0 game at halftime. Like I said, a very good defensive game. 5:36 left to go now as the Patriots will kick it off. Fowler will boot it down the field to the haymakers. And both these teams who started off their season here tonight will take a lot back from this. Cozad has played pretty well defensively. They're going to be going to have to take a look at some of their offense. And the Patriots also, you know, they've played real well defensively. Right now they are you might say pitching a shutout, up 17-0. And offensively they've got to be pretty happy. Fowler's had a good night again unofficially, 150 yards on 24 carries right now. So he's had a good night, and he's had some good help. Niederklein with a touchdown in this second half. And he's had a really good night of coming in. Fowler went down with a cramp in the end of the third quarter. But Fowler, of course, has scored 10 of those 17 points. Actually, 11 if you count the extra point kicks. Here comes the kick. It's a ground ball, and it's still loose. It's still loose. It's going to be covered at around the 27-yard line. And that's where Cozad will take over. First down and 10 over on the far hash marks with 5:33 left to play in this game. As soon as this game is over, we'll do a quick wrap-up and do some stats for you. And then we'll have a post-game show with the coach, Carlin. And then we'll send it back for scores throughout the evening right here on KICS. So stick around as we're, you know, second week in into the high school football season, really, even though this is week one. Bubach, the quarterback, is going to come wide out here on the near side as the sophomore quarterback is going to stay in there. And here's no Paulson. Paulson is kind of a wildcat. Paulson rolls out to the right side. He picks up about, maybe a yard or two, maybe nothing. I'll say no gain. So it'll be second down as Paulson running the ball that time. That was his 20th carry. Actually, they said he lost a yard, so we'll make that. And now this time, coming out here on the near side, will be Young, the wideout. An offset again. Another wildcat is... Paulson's going to carry it. He's going to carry up the middle. He's got some running room. He's at the 35. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. He'll be near the 46-yard line, so a nice carry there. 20 yards for Paulson. 21st carry on the evening. He's got 94 yards on the night, unofficially. Paulson does, and he's going to stay in that wildcat. Bubach's wide out here on the near side. Paulson's going to run it again, and this time nothing. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. Good defensive stick there. Making the stop was Schmidt, Lathan Schmidt for the Patriots. Clock running, 4:19 left to go in this one. 17-0. Patriots on top, looking to go 1-0 to start out the 2012 season. Right in the middle of the hash marks, moving right to left. Haymakers trying to get something going before the end of this game, down to 4 minutes left. And now Young will be under center. He's a sophomore. They've got a full house backfield. He drops back to pass. It's a little screen pass. It's almost caught by Watovic.
Pass by Connor Young.
That's Young's second attempt on the night.
Ball's incomplete. Third and 10.
And that will make it third down now and 10 yards to go. Right at the 45-yard line. Stops the clock with 3:47 left. So now Kozad looking at it. Now we're going to have a whistle and official's timeout.
Official's timeout.
I don't know what that was for. They're looking at the sideline here for some reason.
The final score from Centennial tonight, it was Hastings St. Cecilia, 48. Centennial 6. We salute Blue Hawk coach Carl Tesimer on career win number 300.
As we're waiting for something here on the near sideline, I don't know what it is. Looks like we have a player down here for Kozad, but he's off the field, so I guess they were just making sure another crap we have down here. Okay. Bubach's under center. Third down and 10. He keeps it, looks to option, and he goes nowhere. Got back to the line of scrimmage. Ackerman on the stop for the Patriots. That'll make it fourth down.
Jesse Ackerman, no gain on the play.
Fourth carry of the night for Bubach. He had 16 yards on the ground. And we'll see if they'll punt it away. Fourth down and 10. No offense in the second half at all for the Haymakers. Just have not been able to get much going here. And they're going to punt it away. Back to punt. Looks like it is Ty Werner. All right. And now we're going to have whistles. Oh, it's a confusion. Now we have a penalty flag. I think it's going to be delay of game against the Haymakers. 2:56 left to play. They were letting the clock run down. Took the delay of game. That moves it back to the 40. And that's their seventh penalty. Forty yards in penalties tonight for the Haymakers. Werner's punt. That one goes off the side of his foot. That one is going to go out around the 45-yard line. It's going to be great field position for the Patriots as he continues to walk up. Could be the 50-yard line. 49-yard line. So Adam Central is going to take over at the 49-yard line of Cozad with 2:50 left to play in this one. They lead it 17-0. And the Patriots will try to make a 2-minute and 50-second drive right here and wrap up their first win of the season on their opening night. They'll be moving left to right over on the far hash mark. Reed still under center. They'll go in the Maryland eye. Fowler is the... Nope, it'll be Niederklein, the eye back. Might be giving Fowler some rest. He's had a couple of cramps tonight. He's over 150 yards. Niederklein gets nothing. Got back to the line of scrimmage.
Ball carried by Buzz Niederklein.
And that'll be his sixth carry of the night. That'll keep that clock running as we get ready for the final minutes of this game. Wilbur Clatonia will be coming into town next Friday night to take on the Patriots. Haymakers will host Mitchell next week. Reed under center, again in the Maryland eye, taking some time. 2:10 left. They'll take a look at the back judge. He starts the countdown. There we go. There's the snap. Handoff. Niederklein again. And Niederklein gets a surge that time, maybe for a couple.
Ball carried by Buzz Niederklein.
And we'll give him that 1 yard on that one.
Blaine Peterson.
Now we have a timeout there. Officials timeout. There's some equipment, and they'll start the clock back up again. They do with 1:53. Again, we want to thank all the sponsors who make these games possible here on KICS every week. Of course, a pleasure to be able to do the game for you this week, and look forward to some more down in the future here around the Hastings area. Over on the far hash mark, third down and about 9 yards to go for the Patriots. Handoff Niederklein, big hole off the left side up to the 40. He'll be short of the first down, but it's going to be pretty close. Needed nine. They're going to give him about eight and a bit.
Tackle on the play by Ty Werner. Carries down to the 39-yard line. Where
they're going to say it's a first down, so let's give him the 9 yards for Niederklein. His eighth carry. And that makes it first down and 10 with about a minute 20 to go. Clock running here. Ball back at the 39-yard line of Cozad now on the far hash mark, moving left to right. Now it's just running the clock out here for the Patriots. We're going to be under a minute here, pretty close to under a minute when the ball is snapped. Reed under center. They're already counting it down. Reed's going to have to take a quick snap, and he does. And he almost lost it. He runs into Niederklein, and then he'll just pick it up, and he carries it up to the 35.
Ball
so
Reed
will pick up 4 yards. That's his fifth carry of the ball game. And they'll only have to do this one more time as we're down to the final 40 seconds left to go. Oh, a big night for the Patriots of Adam Central. They open up here at home, and they come up with a win against the Haymakers. They'll go to 1-0, because at 0-1 as they host... Patriots will host Wilbur Clatonia next week. One more play in this one. Reed will set him down. That's not Reed anymore either. I'll give you a new quarterback number here in a second. Whoever it is fumbled it. It was Steinkruger who took the snap, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to do it. Patriots open up their home season and their 2012 season with a win. 17-0 over the Cozad Haymakers. We'll come back, take a quick look at some stats, and then talk to the coach. You're listening to High School Football on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Val, and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Traveling for Labor Day? Save your miles and rent a car from us. Nothing wrong with buying a car either. Like an 08 Grand Cherokee 4x4 has new tires, sunroof, and ready for the lake. Books for $24,775. Yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
And with a quick update from the ESPN studios, I'm Brad Beam. We'll get you out to the final wrap-up of the Adams Central game. Adams Central winning 17-0 over Cozad. Some other final scores. St. Cecilia getting the 300th win for Coach Carl Tesmer. St. Cecilia defeats Centennial 48-6. Just about to the end of the game over at Lloyd Wilson Field at Hastings College, as the Hastings High Tigers still trailing northwest of Grand Island, Northwest 40, Hastings High 27. And at the halftime, Kearney leading Norfolk 26-14. A final as Giltner defeating Bruning Davenport Shickley 46-6. Central City and Sandy Creek, a very close game, about 4 minutes left. Central City with a one-point lead over Sandy Creek, 19-18. We'll send it back out to Patriot Field for the rest of the postgame show.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad. And here's a quick look at what happened. Cozad tonight, 133 yards unofficially on the ground, zero in the air, led by Paulson with 94 yards. Witovic had 19. Bubak, the quarterback, had 16, 0 for 4 from the air. Barista had 4 for the Haymakers. Young, 0 for 2. He came in and did a little quarterbacking for Cozad, and that was how their offense looked here tonight. They went in the second half. They went quietly. They did not get a first. Had about 3 first downs, but on their possessions tonight, they punted, and then they had an interception by Overmiller, and then on their fourth possession, ended up having to punt. So that was their offense in the second half. They ended up with about 7 first downs unofficially on the night, and this just could not get things going offensively. They were flagged 7 times, and that was for 40 yards. And for Adams Central tonight, they were flagged 3 times. They were flagged for a total of 20 yards, and they ended up unofficially with 14 first downs in the game. They scored in the first half on a 4-yard touchdown run by Jake Fowler, and that was with about 11:17 left to go in the second quarter. That put them up 6-0. Fowler had the extra point kick to make it 7-0. And that's how we ended the first half. Very little scoring there in the first half. Great defensive game. Second half, the Patriots got the ball first. They came right out and put it in the end zone of 60 seconds. And a 17-yard carry by Niederklein to make it 13-0. Fowler got the extra point kick to make it 14-0. And then they had a 36-yard field goal attempt on their second possession, and it was by Fowler. It was no good. They had to punt on their third possession. And on their fourth possession, a 30-yard field goal attempt by Fowler was good. And that made it 17-0 with 5.5 left to go. And then the time run out in the second half. It was a good night on the ground for Jake Fowler. Unofficially, 150 yards on the evening and a touchdown and a field goal. Barry had 5 yards. Reed on the ground, minus four, but on the air, he had a pretty good night. He attempted 15 passes, and he had it for 670 yards in the air. So a pretty good night there. Resvet had negative four on the ground. And Overmiller had 10 passing. Ackerman had 12 receiving. Excuse me, Overmiller had 10 on receiving. Ackerman had 12. Also on the night, Niederklein had 35 yards on the ground. He had a touchdown. And Herman had 15 yards on receiving. They had 182 yards unofficially on the ground, 39 yards in the air, not to 70. That would be 41. How about 56? How about 58 yards in the air? There we go. We'll get that right. Those are unofficial stats anyway. So it was a good night for the Patriots. They started out their 2012 season with a big win here at home, and they'll host Wilbur Clatonia next week. The coach is still down on the field. We hope to get him up here to talk to us as we continue the post-game show. Final score once again, where the Adams Central Patriots 17, Cozad Haymakers 0. We'll wrap it up, and then we'll come back for the coach's show right after this on ESPN 1550 KICS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings. Open every day at 11 a.m.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Back here at Patriot Field, and we're joined by head coach Carlin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And coach, congratulations on the win tonight. I know starting the 2012 season off, you want to get that win, a home game tonight, but a defensive battle it was.
Yeah, it really was. I thought both teams played really hard on defense, and we did a real nice job keeping Jake Paulson contained. Jesse Ackerman had a monster ball game at linebacker and made a lot of great plays for us, and there were two or three times we just kind of got Paulson by the shoestring, and I was afraid. I was kind of taking a deep breath because I knew if he got loose there, we weren't going to run him down. And so we were very fortunate to keep him in the corral.
You know, that was one of the keys. You knew he was going to be their workhorse, and you had to take care of him. Fowler had a really good game for you tonight. You know, he's your man. A little concerned there in the third quarter. He went down with that cramp, and I knew probably a good idea to rest him up there a little bit in the fourth quarter.
We tried to rotate him a little more after that happened. I wanted to get him out a little bit earlier, but we seemed like we were just struggling to keep some continuity. I wanted to keep, you know, more frontliners in there and be a little more confident in our kids that way. And so he'll get better and better. You know, he does a lot for us. He's in on kickoffs and punts and punt returns and kicking extra points and field goals. And he doesn't get to come off the field. And when it's this type of weather, you know, that's really hard on a kid. So we tried to get him out every once in a while on defense, get him a shot of water, but he had a full night's work.
Two field goal attempts, one good from 30, one just a little bit short from about to 36. Got to be pretty happy about that. It's your first game. You haven't seen the film yet, but on the sideline, what did you think tonight?
Well, I thought we adjusted well. We thought they would play a 44 defense against us the whole game, and last year they were almost exclusively 4-4. They come out in a 3-5 to start the game and blitzing all over the place. And so it took us a little while to get our feet on the ground, and I thought it really helped us to go to the Maryland eye and have an extra lead blocker, and I think our kids kind of got into their comfort zone a little bit with that, and I thought that really helped us. But he definitely caught us off guard with that a little bit, but I thought our kids adjusted well. I thought we made some adjustments at halftime, and I thought the second half we came out and did a nice job.
You got by pretty much healthy, it looks like. A lot of cramps, as we talked about tonight. Ackerman had a little trouble out there. Everybody okay?
Yeah. We did have two people go out with cramps, and they were both our big workhorses. So Jake Fowler and Jesse Ackerman both had a little issue with that, but it's just because they go so hard. And, they were just the temperature was such that we needed to keep them a little more hydrated. We thought we preached it all week and stuff, but it was just one of those things where we didn't get by.
All right, Coach, you go. You get to play at home again next week. Wilbur Clatonia comes to town. You know, this is kind of early in the season. You really don't know a lot about the teams that are coming in yet, but I'm sure you've already been kind of checking out how this team coming in next week is going to be.
Well, you know, last year they were a 7-3 ball club that went to the playoffs and had a nice little run, won a couple ball games there, and they got some skilled athletes and they got some big linemen, so I'm sure they'll come in here. They're a team that has established a winning tradition down there, so those kind of teams are always tough to handle, and I always think it's tough to put that first loss on anybody. After they've had two or three, sometimes they roll over a little easier, but that first loss is always hard to put up on anybody. So we know we'll get everybody's best shot. We got a bullseye on our back a little bit. Everybody thinks we're supposed to just roll through things, and I think people got to realize is that we're not going to take off the start of the year where we finished last year at. We have to go back to square one and build and get some things established and just improve as this team comes along.
We're going to wrap it up with the coach in 30 seconds.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
We're back here with Coach Carlin. Coach, all right, now, we talk a little bit about, you were just mentioned that before the break. You're in Class B last year. You get to the semifinals, and everybody already puts you in the down the road. They're thinking, oh, you're going to be right back there in Class C1. You and Koze, these are the top two teams as far as size met tonight. This was a good matchup for you guys.
Yeah, it really was. I thought it was a big game coming out of the gate, and I knew it was going to be a tough fight. I've coached against Coach Buback, and we played back in 2004 and 5 when he had the Crick and Pinkelman boys playing, and we had a pretty good group, and we opened up with them a couple times back then too, and I know his teams are always hard-nosed teams that play physical. I knew he had great speed. I coached track here, and I've seen his kids running down the track, and they got some great speed. So we knew coming in that they would be a tough ball club, and we'd have to step up to the challenge.
Are you pretty happy about the younger players tonight? You know, Niederklein played a little bit tonight. You got some others, I think, that stepped up. Were you happy about that?
I thought so, yeah. I thought, you know, some of those kids filled in. We had a new fullback and a new upback this year. We had Buzz stepped in as an alternate at running back for us, and we had some linemen that were taking their first snaps, and I'll be honest, there were some kids pacing the halls with a few butterflies before we came out, and that first start's always a thrill for every high school kid, and we had some of them getting their first starts tonight, so I thought they handled it pretty well.
Coach, thanks for your time tonight. Good luck next week against Wilbur Clatonia.
Okay, thanks a bunch. Thanks for your coverage.
All right, that's going to wrap it up from here at Patriot Field. And we wish the team the best of luck next week as they host Wilbur Clatonia. Our final score, Patriots 17 and the Cozad Haymakers 0. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Brad Beam back at the station. And don't forget, you've got some scores coming up throughout the evening. The scoreboard show is coming up right here on ESPN KICS.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings, High School Football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.